Welcome to A Plus English. I'm Angeline.
And I'm Joe.
So do you remember your first day of school?
My first day of school. I remember the feelings that I had on that day. There was fear.
Mm-hmm.
I was scared because it was a new school and I was the new kid.
Oh, yeah.
So I knew there would be kids there and they had maybe gone to kindergarten together. They knew each other. I didn't know anybody, so I was kind of shaking in my shoes a little bit. What about you? What was your first day of school like?
Very much like yours, because every time I often changed schools when I was young. So I was always like the new kid in school.
Okay.
And I know that feeling. I know what it feels like.
It's an interesting feeling to have. And that kind of ties in with our article we're going to talk about today, right?
Yeah, Paige is actually going to go to high school for the first time.
Okay.
She's all grown up now. So yeah, well, let's take a look at our article.
Meet the Wongs, the cool kids.
Things are going to be different this year.
Would you like to join us for lunch?
That would be nice. I'm Paige.
I'm Regina. This is Serena and Andy.
Oh my gosh, Grace has no fashion sense. I can't believe she uses an eyeglass cord.
Ugh, her thick glasses always slide down her nose.
She didn't even alter her skirt.
Who is Grace?
See that girl alone in the corner? She went to the same junior high as us.
I talked to her before class. She seems really nice.
She's really weird. You should avoid her at all costs.
I like you. You should hang out with us from now on.
Nice. Nice. All the guests had a nice time at the party. All the guests had a nice time at the party. Slide. 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 Slid. Slid. The tears slid down Angela's face. The tears slid down Angela's face. Corner. Corner. Put the shelf in the corner of the room to save space. Put the shelf in the corner of the room to save space. Hang out. Hang out. Derek wants to hang out with Cindy outside of school. Derek wants to hang out with Cindy outside of school.
So September marks a new school year. Paige is going into high school, so she'll be at a new school. Some of her friends are there, but they're actually in different classes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So Paige looks into the mirror as she's getting ready for school, and she says things are going to be different this year. So a new school year at a new school is probably the perfect chance for people to do new things, right? And Paige wants to be different. She doesn't want to be her old self anymore.
Yeah, she can be somebody entirely new.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the scene for today, it says, it's lunchtime and each clique is getting together. Regina and her friends ask Paige to join them for lunch. Okay, so they're getting ready to have lunch. Regina says, would you like to join us for lunch? So things are going together. We have the cliques or the cliques. Either way is acceptable. Those are just the different social groups.
Yeah.
The people who hang around together because they might be interested in the same things.
Mm-hmm. What type of clique or clique were you a part of?
The geeks.
The geeks?
The nerds.
Really?
No. the music geeks, I guess. That was my clique or my clique.
I see. Okay. And then Paige says, That would be nice. And she introduces herself. She says, I'm Paige. So if something is nice, it's good, it's pleasant or enjoyable. For example, it's nice to have dinner with your friends every now and then. Here is another example. All the guests had a nice time at the party. All the guests had a nice time at the party. We can also use the adjective nice to describe a person. So if someone is nice, they are friendly, kind, or polite.
Oh, that's nice. Okay. Well, moving on with the article, Regina says, I'm Regina. This is Serena and Andy. So they're just making the introductions, introducing each other all around the group.
Right, and Regina's like introducing her clique.
Mm-hmm. Her clique.
Yeah. Andy says, oh my gosh, Grace has no fashion sense. I can't believe she uses an eyeglass cord. So the phrase, oh my gosh, is said when we are surprised. For example, oh my gosh, where has all the time gone? You know, when time passes super fast.
Mm-hmm.
We can also use this phrase if we're a bit annoyed by something too. For example, oh my gosh, I can't stand it anymore.
That's right. And we also saw the phrase fashion sense. Fashion sense, it just refers to what you wear, and if you have like a good sense of what goes well mm-hmm. together, we could say Angeline has good fashion sense.
No,
she has a very fashionable skirt. Her shirt goes well with her skirt. Her hair is nice. Her jewelry matches everything. The whole outfit goes together very well, so mm-hmm. she has good fashion sense. Can we say that about me? Not so much.
I do not have
good fashion sense. So we have the good example and the bad example
no,
of
it's
fashion
not bad.
Sense.
So Andy thinks Grace has no fashion sense because she uses an eyeglass cord. So, you know what an eyeglass cord
is? Yeah, I used to wear glasses, and it's the little piece of string that kind of attaches the arms of your glasses, and it keeps them on your head.
Yeah.
Keeps them from falling off.
Yeah, and they're also, like, it's kind of like a necklace almost, because you can take off your glasses, and they'll still hang around your neck, so it's easy for you to put on your glasses whenever you need them.
It's not the coolest fashion
accessory. No, not at all. So we usually actually see older people use eyeglass cords, right?
That's
because
right.
they need reading glasses, and they don't need it all the time, so they just take it off and then they
it's
have it ready.
Not so popular with younger kids,
no,
or
not
especially
at all.
Not with teenagers or high school kids.
Yeah.
Well, next, Serena says her thick glasses always slide down her nose. So she wears glasses. If you've ever worn glasses, you know, sometimes they slide, they move down like this. Slide means to move smoothly across a surface. So if you wear glasses, they slide down. Sometimes you have to push them up like this, which also doesn't look cool. So they're sliding down. Let's learn more about this word slide by using them. In an example sentence, we could say the tears slid down Angela's face. Slid is the past tense of slide.
Mm-hmm.
The tears slid down Angela's face.
And then Andy says she didn't even alter her skirt. So they're still making fun of this girl named Grace.
They're mean.
Yeah. So to alter something means to make a piece of clothing longer, wider, so that it fits. Some girls like to alter their uniform skirts so it's shorter.
Yeah, that's right. They try to get around the rules.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I have to wear a uniform? Well, I'll just alter or change the uniform to make it a little bit cooler.
Yeah.
Well, next, Paige says, who is Grace? She doesn't know who Grace is. Who is that? Who are we talking about?
Yeah, then Serena says, see that girl alone in the corner? She went to the same junior high as us. So the corner of a room is the place inside a room or a box where two sides join. Yeah, so that would be the corner.
That would be the corner right there.
It also refers to the area around this place. So here is an example sentence for the word corner. Put the shelf in the corner of the room to save space. Put the shelf in the corner of the room to save space.
Next, Paige says, I talked to her before class. She seems really nice. So they're kind of making fun of her a little bit, but Paige says, she seems really nice. And you remember that word from earlier in the article. It just means like she's pleasant. She's easy to talk to. She's a nice person.
Mm-hmm. And then Andy says, she's really weird. You should avoid her at all costs. So if someone or something is weird, it means it's very strange or unusual or difficult to understand or explain. So Regina and her friends think Grace is weird because she's probably very different from their other classmates. For example, she has an eyeglass. She wears an eyeglass cord. Her glasses always slide down her face and they're thick.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
what else? She...
She's just different. She doesn't alter her skirt. Mm-hmm. They were making fun of basically everything about her, or mostly just like her fashion. So she's different, so they say she's weird.
Mm-hmm.
We also saw the phrase at all costs here. At all costs means something is done or avoided by any means. So we might say we have to do something at all costs.
Mm-hmm.
I must go to the party at all costs. It means I have to go to the party no matter what I have to do to get there. So if you have to do something or you have to avoid something, you can use that phrase at all costs.
Mm-hmm. And then Regina says, I like you. She's talking to Paige. She says, I like you. You should hang out with us from now on. So to hang out means to spend a lot of time in a particular place or with a particular group of people. For example, my friends and I like to hang out at Dongchu, or Sean likes to hang out with his cousin. Here is another example sentence. Derek wants to hang out with Cindy outside of school. Derek wants to hang out with Cindy outside of school.
So we use this phrase a lot. It comes
mm-hmm.
up if you want to just be with your friends or with somebody. You say you like to hang out together, hang out at home, hang out at the shopping mall, hang out in Ximending or
mm-hmm.
something like
that.
It's a very, very common phrase we use, especially in our high school days when we have a lot of time to hang out and just, you don't really have to do anything in particular. You might just be there and chat and talk and just sit around, be lazy, whatever.
Yeah.
When we do that, we use this phrase to hang out.
Right. And if you want to hang out with your friends or you want to go out with your friends, you can say, hey, do you guys want to hang out?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a very general term. It doesn't mean that we have to watch a movie or anything, but just to be in the presence or we get to hang out together. Yeah. So we've come to the end of our article, but stay tuned for our wrap up.
So today on the program, we have gone through Paige's first day at school,
mm-hmm.
and we've seen what can happen if you are a little bit different, if you don't wear the clothes that other people are wearing, if your fashion sense is a little bit different. Sometimes people will make fun of that person. They will bug them, or they'll gossip a little bit about them. They'll whisper about them. That's what happened to Paige. She wears thick glasses. They have a cord, which is normally worn by, as we said, older people. Way, way older people, senior citizens. So she's a little bit different in that sense. So they're kind of making fun of her, but it turned around a little bit at the end because they said, well, she's a nice person, right?
Not really, actually.
Oh, no, it didn't. They said somebody else is a nice person. It didn't turn around.
No, what happened was, Paige said she was a nice person,
right?
Paige said Grace was a nice person.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
So it was the other way around.
Right.
Okay, so it hasn't turned around.
No.
It's still looking a little bit awkward, as first days of school can be.
Yeah.
If you've ever gone to a new school for the first time, you know that when you're going into the situation, you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You don't know who the cliques or cliques are. Remember that word. It just means the different groups
mm-hmm.
who will hang around or hang out with each other because they share a common interest. The guys who are interested in sports will hang out in a group. The girls who are interested in a certain kind of music, they will be a clique or a group. So Paige, I guess she doesn't really know where she fits in.
No,
she doesn't know which clique she can be a part of.
No, but she wants to be different this
mm-hmm.
year, right? So she's probably going to go to a different clique compared to where she was maybe when she was in junior high. Maybe she used to hang out with the quiet people,
mm-hmm.
and now she wants to be with the popular kids.
Ah, the cool kids.
Yeah, the
cool
kids. So maybe she'll like it in that group.
Maybe that's where we're heading. She has a chance to reinvent herself, to
mm-hmm.
be a whole new person. What kind of person is she going to choose to be? Nobody knows her at the school. They don't know exactly who she is or what she's about,
mm-hmm.
what her personality is like, so she can choose to be anything that she wants to be. We're going to have to wait until our next program to find out exactly what happens. What kind of person is she going to try to be? What clique or clique is she going to join?
Right.
So please join us on our next edition of A Plus English. Until then, I'm Joe.
And I'm Angeline. Bye.
Goodbye.
Step by step.
Would you like to join us for lunch? Would you like to join us for lunch?
That would be nice. When it comes to eating, the more the merrier.
Would you like to join us for lunch?
Thanks for asking. I have a few errands to run at lunch. Maybe next time.
Would you like to join us for lunch?
That would be nice. When it comes to eating, the more the merrier.
Would you like to join us for lunch?
Thanks for asking. I have a few errands to run at lunch. Maybe next time.
Do you have change for 1,000 NT dollars?
Do you have change for 1,000 NT dollars?
大家好，我是 Celine， 今天想跟大家分享一下之前搭计程车的经验哦。我记得有一次我搭了一台小黄，在下车的时候呢，我给他1000块，结果他竟然没有零钱可以找我，害我还跑到一间超商去换钱，反而花了更多的时间。一切结束以后，我真的超级不爽。所以之后啊，只要我身上只有大钞，我就问他说：1000块找得开吗？英文里我们可以这样问哦 ：Do you have change for 1,000 NT dollars？ Do you have change for 1,000 NT dollars？ Change 在这边是做名词使用，意思是零钱。如果是500块要给他找钱的话，你就可以说 ：Do you have change for 500 NT dollars？在台湾这个没有给小费的习惯，但是在国外很多地方是有这样的习惯的。如果你觉得司机的服务很好，你甚至可以跟他说 keep the change， keep the change， 意思呢就是跟他说，哎，找的钱你就留着当小费吧。那最后我们再来复习一遍今天的句子哦。Do you have change for 1,000 NT dollars？ 嗯，很好。如果想要避免跟我发生一样的事情啊，就可以先用这句话问问司机哦。小菊，我们下次见，拜拜。
Do you have change for 1,000 NT dollars?
Do you have change for 1,000 NT dollars?
Me the one, me the one, me the one, me the one, me the one.
Meet the Wongs, the cool kids.
Things are going to be different this year.
Would you like to join us for lunch?
That would be nice. I'm Paige.
I'm Regina. This is Serena and Andy.
Oh my gosh, Grace has no fashion sense. I can't believe she uses an eyeglass cord.
Ugh, her thick glasses always slide down her nose.
She didn't even alter her skirt.
Who is Grace?
See that girl alone in the corner? She went to the same junior high as us.
I talked to her before class. She seems really nice.
She's really weird. You should avoid her at all costs.
I like you. You should hang out with us from now on.
Nice. Nice. All the guests had a nice time at the party. All the guests had a nice time at the party. Slide. 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 Slid. Slid. The tears slid down Angela's face.The tears slid down Angela's face. Corner. Corner. Put the shelf in the corner of the room to save space. Put the shelf in the corner of the room to save space. Hang out. Hang out. Derek wants to hang out with Cindy.Outside of school. Derek wants to hang out with Cindy outside of school.